Welcome to another Connected in Community podcast. This podcast is a ministry of Santa Rosa Beach Community Church right in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. My name is Steve Squires, and I am the senior pastor of Community Church, and I'm glad that you chose to join us today, whether you're finding us for the first time or you subscribe to the podcast and you listen to us every week. I do hope you subscribe. We come out with a new podcast either Monday or Tuesday of every week. With rare exceptions, like actually this coming up Christmas, next week and the week after, we will not have a podcast, so we'll be wrapping up our year with this podcast. It's amazing, but we are on episode number 39 for this year, and so we're excited to bring you this podcast. If you want to know a little bit about the church, you can go to www.srbcc.com. And you can find out a little bit about me, our staff. We've got all of our past sermons online from the past, I think, 2 to 3 years. They're all online, and so you can check those out, as well as information about our small groups and our Advent devotional, all kinds of stuff on there. And so please make sure you check that out at srbcc.com. Also on the website, it has information about our Sunday worship celebration at 10 a.m. and our Kids Connection Ministry, which meets during our worship celebration. And please check that out. We meet every Sunday. And also, let me give you a special invitation to our Christmas Eve services. We have Christmas Eve this coming Sunday. We have our regular 10 a.m. service. And then we have a 5 p.m. candlelight service that is going to be different than the 10 a.m. And so you can come to both those services and experience something different. We'll have candlelight during our 5 p.m. service as we sing hymns and we learn about the gift of Christ and salvation for us on that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And so it's going to be a great service. I hope that you will join us. Well, in this episode, number 39, we are looking at an Advent devotional that hopefully will get you through the day today and the coming week as you're reflecting on Christmas. We at our church have an Advent devotional that we're working through every single day. And so today I wanted to bring you day number 18 in our devotional. And it is focused in on Luke chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. And there's an interesting theme here that we'll talk about and see what exactly it has to say and how it applies to our life. And so that's what our goal is today. Like I said, we're looking at Luke chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. Let me read that for you, and then I'll give a little bit of reflection about that, all right? So Luke 2, 19 through 20. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And so this passage is talking about the Holy Spirit, the angel coming to Mary and saying that she was going to be pregnant with the Son of God. And that she was going to give birth to a Savior. And so she, it says, pondered up all these things and thought about all these things. Didn't reject them, but embraced them. And such an interesting thing about Mary being willing to embrace this this pregnancy and birth in a way that glorified God. And so Let me give you some thoughts here about it as we look at day number 18. As we talked about, the shepherds left the situation that they were glorifying and rejoicing about what they had just experienced in Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. When they came and worshiped Jesus, it was all true. The angel song that was sung to them and given to Mary was true. In the midst of everything that was going on around Mary, she, of course, as it said, treasured and pondered all that she had heard in her heart. And you can imagine the expectation about her son's life. She was already prepared to meet him and see everything that Jesus would do, as promised by the angel that visited her. Now, there's a joke that often goes around our house, and either my wife or are saying these words most of our marriage, quote, did you see the dot, 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 or where is the dot, dot, dot? Oftentimes, my wife or I misplace things all over our house, and my daughters too as well. And I'm often asking what to do next because I don't know where the things are that I need. But there is something more that my heart needs, and it's been my main treasure, and I can't forget where its place is. And that is Jesus Christ in my heart, right? And so today, as we think about Christmas and the Advent season, and as we approach the Christmas season, we think about so many screens and televisions and computer screens and phone screens and iPad screens that are fighting for our attention and how much information is available. And because of this, it is so much more difficult to focus on what's important to keep in our hearts. Too many things have a little bit of our attention for a short period of time, and we must make sure that we keep the gospel above all of them. Now, if the gospel is out of place in the room of our heart, our whole life then becomes kind of a mess. When we're not focused on what we need to focus on, which we actually talked about 2 weeks ago, when we talked about worshiping fully and putting God first, when we aren't doing that, our life ends up being a little bit of a mess. And so I'm encouraging you today and this coming as we approach Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to not let the gospel that is in your heart become like a forgotten a present from last year in the corner of your room or under some kind of other object. I'm encouraging you to make Jesus the foundation, the walls, and the decoration of your heart. And so let's reflect on that a little bit. Whatever you do today, let it emerge from the joy that comes from meditation and celebration of the good news. It should be the most visible thing in our lives. Take time today, if you will, to treasure this in your heart and ponder what God has done in your life already. I have to confess that for a long time in my time in ministry, almost 25 years, I have had a hard time having joy manifest itself in my life. And it's only been over the past few years that I've been at community church that I've seen that joy become a major piece of my life. And I'm able to let that joy grow out of my heart and keep that gospel front and center. And I think that's that not only is a spiritual, a fruit of the Spirit, as Paul talks about in Galatians chapter 5, but it is also a spiritual gift that God can give you to be joyful. And you may not have it at the beginning, but you can train yourself to be joyful in the way that I have, even though it's been hard. And that's not to pat myself on the back, but just to share my story about joy and the difficulty that we find sometimes in difficult times. So have to let joy emerge from our heart as we think about the gift of Jesus Christ. And so that's our Advent devotional for today from Luke chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. All right. Again, I would hope that you would join us for a Christmas Eve service at both 10 a.m. and at 5 p.m. Different services, but just as meaningful, as our 5 p.m. service will be a candlelight service. And so please make sure that you join us for that. We'd love to have you. Don't forget to go to our website at srbcc.com. And find out about our service times and find out about what we are all about. We would love to have you join us, okay? Also, you can find out on our website about our Kids Connection Ministry, which is a huge ministry here at our church. We love to have our Kids Connection Ministry and our Family Light Ministry. And so, love for you to find out about that. Well, again, episode 39 in our podcast here, our Advent Devotional. My name is Steve Squires, and I'm pastor of Community Church. And I'm so glad that you would join us today. And we will be together actually in 2 weeks for episode number 40. And we will be beginning a podcast on the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, one of Paul's writings. And so it's going to be very, very informational and hopefully helpful for you as you grow in your faith. All right. Well, thank you for being with us, and God bless.